Hello, guys. Welcome back. This is the final episode of the series, the self-control series. And oh my gosh, I cannot believe we have made it this far. It's only been 3 weeks, 3 episodes, but lots of wisdom, lots of knowledge, lots of everything that God has postponed to me for me to show it to you guys, for me to explain for you guys. And I bless God because this Bible study was honestly the best thing I ever done. It has taught me so much, and I hope it taught you as well. So welcome back, and this is my gospel and gags. Okay, so the last episode is about growing in self-control. That's the first episode. We talked about self-control and God. The second one, we talked about self-control, temptation and desire. Today we are going to talk about growing in self-control, and I feel like it's very important, because once you know the first two episodes, once you know how to connect God and self-control, and how to have self-control over temptation and desire, then you'll be able to grow spiritually and physically and mentally in self-control. And I feel like it's very important. I feel like even though it was mentioned at the last list, in Galatians chapter 5 verse 23, basically 23, even though it's the last fruit of the spirit, but it's the most important. Not important than love, because God is love, because that's the first thing. But self-control is the last thing, because I feel like it's the hardest thing as a human to go through. And I agree, it's very hard. We all have flaws. We all go through certain situations that we don't know how to handle. But, you know, through God's grace, we're able to push through. We're able to persevere. We're able to go through. So the question I want to put in everyone's minds right now is, as Christians, how can we grow in this final fruit of the Spirit? How can we grow in self-control? It's quite hard. How can you grow in self-control? Obviously, when they say have control of yourself, you try to control yourself. But how do you grow in it? It's very interesting. But let's go into the Word. So get your notebook, get your Bibles. We are going to go into the Word. Okay. So I have 3 sections on how we can grow in self-control. The first section is to practice self-discipline. Discipline and self-control goes side by side. It's 100%. It's the best way to go side to side. So the first Bible verse we're going to read is Proverbs 25 verse 28, which says, I'm reading a New International Version. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. So this is like a metaphor. So we have to imagine ourselves like a city. And sometimes when there's like certain situations that kind of block us off, we put that wall up. But then when those walls are being broken down, it's like we lost ourselves in the moment. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to lose ourselves in the moment. So one way to grow in self-control is to practice self-discipline. Without self-control, you are like a sitting duck for the enemy to come and attack you, basically. It's like you can't control your... Okay, let me say this. For example, when you have anger, you're angry at someone. Say, like, that certain person broke up you and your ex, and you have that anger towards that person. But when I say sitting duck, it's like you're allowing these emotions to overtake you, and you're not having that control over your emotions. Like, as a Christian, you should know that even though you feel anger, you should be able to give it to God and to forgive that person regardless of what they did. So that's why I wrote here that you're basically a sitting duck without self-control, because then that gives the enemy to have the opportunity to attack and to try to get involved with you, trying to like put you in a situation where you feel like it's impossible to get out. And you need to practice self-discipline regularly in your life, like practice it regularly. I feel like it's very, very important to keep practicing. Like, we have discipline in life. Like, it's the same way how parents discipline us. We need to be able to show and to, you know, have power over our flesh and tell our flesh that you can't do this. You are not zombie nanga, sorry. You need to be able to tell your flesh that you are not the boss of me. Remember what I said in the last episode, to have desires of the Holy Spirit, have desires of the Spirit and not desires of your flesh, because your flesh is dangerous. Your flesh is connected to the world, not to the Spirit, not towards God. Is connected to the world, because everything that we see, it attracts us. You know, when, for example, when you listen to music, it attracts the Spirit. But that's why you have to be careful with certain music you need to listen to. Do you get what I mean? Like, there's certain things. So the second verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24 to 27, which says, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one get the prize? Run in a such a way to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself, I will not be disqualified for the prize. That's very important. Verse 27. I myself, I will not be disqualified for the prize. The title of this passage in the Bible, in my Bible, it says the need for self-discipline. This scripture basically shows how to present self-discipline. Because having self-discipline can lead to discipline of areas. For example, when it says here about runners, when you're running in the race, you have the discipline to go to training, to make sure you are eating well, make sure you are healthy in order to compete in a competition. And same with boxers, you have to make sure you know the certain techniques in order to win, to get the most KOs and stuff like that. That's you having discipline in doing something that you want to get the prize. Like in this scripture, Paul knew that it was the only way to go. And if you want to develop self-control in your life, you need to go into strict training, like how Paul did with his life. Because we all know Paul was someone who killed every Christian that he saw pass there. If you see a Christian, pow, you're dead. But look how he changed his life. He put himself in discipline. He trained his body. He trained his spirit to grow in this knowledge and this wisdom and teach other people of what he learned. This is what he learned. We need to follow that footsteps as well. Because knowing that what Paul did, like if you listen to his story, if you meditate his story, it's very, very mind-blowing. Because how can someone who once killed lots of people is now this big man of God, and it's telling people this, it's telling people that? And obviously I understand some people, the first people who saw Paul, they were like, were you not the one who was killing people? But now you're preaching this, it's giving a bit but remember, God takes people, God calls people who are not qualified and makes them qualified. I feel like that's very, very important. Even though you're in a race, our prize is to get to heaven. Our prize is to get our salvation. Our prize is to be with God and to praise and worship and enjoy for eternity. That is our prize as Christians. But don't make it seem like you're disqualified here. Don't make it seem like that, because God qualifies you as his child. So accept it as his child. And we're going to go to the last verse of this section, which is 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 to 6, which says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and perseverance to godliness." I love that. It says goodness, to knowledge, to self-control, to perseverance, to godliness. That is amazing. That's an amazing verse. And having self-discipline in life is important. Maintaining it, maintaining the spiritual disciplines of prayer, of Bible reading, of going to church, of seeking the word, of listening to worship music, they are all important of self-control, especially when you're controlling the spirit, when you're controlling your body. It's very important. It's very, very important. It's a very good verse. There are some verses. Paul is a very anointed person. Wow. Okay. Now to the second section, which I wrote is beware of addictions. So if you listen to my last episode, I talked about temptation and desires. It's basically related to that. Obviously, we go through life that things can tempt us and we can't help but do it. We can't help but go towards it. But then stuff like desire is connected to addiction. Addiction that is not good for our life. To be addicted to something of the world can lead you into temptation and can lead you to sin. We don't want to be in that way. So the only scripture I got for this section is John chapter 8 verse 32, which says, in my version, "They answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we'll be set free?'" Before that, I read verse 33. I feel like that's important. Let me read from verse 31 to 38, which says, "To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, 'If you hold on to my teachings, you are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' They answered him, 'We are Abraham's descendants. Have we never been slaves of anyone? How can you say we'll be set free?' Jesus replied, 'Very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in this family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son set you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are looking for a way to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your family, from your father.'" Jesus, I love to praise your name, love to lift you up. What a God. The bottom line of this verse, of this scripture, is that God wants us to be free from anything that is troubling us. Every single addiction. I will say, if you have a journal or a diary or anything that you write your feelings in, maybe the notes, if you're using the iPhone, you use your notes. Write down the things that you are addicted to. Write down the things that you're desired to. It could be of the world or of the spirit, and anything. Like, for example, for me, I have an addiction to chocolate. Let me not lie. I love chocolate. And I'm trying to control myself not to have too much, because obviously too much sugar is not good for the body, especially if you're not having enough nutrients within your body. And then for the spirit, I desire to speak in tongues. So I pray over that, and I hope that God provides the gift of speaking in tongues. I believe everyone can speak in tongues. It's just like God needs to see how much you desire, because it's not a game. I've heard people speak in tongues. I'm like, what? I felt that. I actually felt that. Jigay is very strong. So the bottom line is God wants us to be set free for the things that is troubling us. Things that could make us not to read the word. Some things that can make us not to talk to God. Some things that make us not want to even want to be in God's presence. Some things that draws us away from God. Those type of addictions. I don't know. It could be stealing, it could be smoking, it could be sexual relations, it could be anything, those type of addictions. And God just wants us to be set free. God wants us to be set free, tell the truth and you be free. That's all. And, you know, watch out for any addictions in many areas in your life, because obviously our flesh is connected to the world. The Bible says in Romans 12 verse 2, do not be transformed into the world. Like, if these addictions are making you to stay within in the world, don't transform yourself to it. If you knew that it's not bad, if it's not good, if you know, you're conscious, yeah, no, it's like, that's not the right path, then tell yourself, I can't do this, and then go back to the spirit, go back to God. Hold fast to the truth of Christ, and the truth will set you free. I believe the truth will set you free. Amen. The truth will set you free. I know it will set you free from all these addictions. And if you need to hear a prayer, go back to my last episode. I believe towards the end, I put a prayer for those who are suffering from any types of addiction, temptation, desire, and I pray that it will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to go to our last section, which I wrote, do not give in to anger or fear. I spoke about this in the first section, but it's very, very, very important. Very important. Anger is an enemy of progress. Remember that. Fear is not of God. It is not of God. So we're going to start with anger. Anger in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19 to 20, which says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Yes, it does not. It does not indeed. At any situation, do not give in to anger. That is how temptation wins as well. You're tempted to kill someone, to hit someone, to do something, whatever that anger is showing you. That's how temptation wins. And being slow to anger is part of the fruit of the spirit, which we're talking about, self-control. When you're slow to anger, you're able to control your emotions. I've said this before. And just as God's worth is his controlled anger against sin, we need to be in control with our own tempers, with our own angers. We can't be fall into those things. Those things are not of us. We don't need to we don't need to show people that, oh yeah, I can get angry, don't make me angry, da-da-da-da-da-da. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That is not our way. That is not our way. You know where anger comes from? It comes from sin. It does. It really does come from sin. And it comes from fear as well, which we're going to read in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, which says, for the spirit God gave us do not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. There we go again, self-discipline. You don't need to be scared. You don't need to have fear. When sometimes I feel like when God gives me a gift and I'm like, I don't know how to use this. I don't know how I'm meant to go forward with this. Like, help me. But the Bible also says, cast your anxieties onto me and I will relieve from you. And I feel like that's very important. Just release everything. If you feel fear, hand it over to God and then God will help you. God will deal with it. Don't give in to fear. Be careful, because the devil can use the fear to go back to your past sins, your past desires, your past temptation, your past addictions. Everything is being repeated. It's a matter of self-discipline as well. It takes courage and self-control to keep going and to do the right thing, even in the face of fear. I get panic attacks and I have a fear of stage fright. I cannot stand on the stage on my own. I really can't. However, I'm a worship singer. I have to stand on stage. I have to sing. I have to present myself. And I try, and then slowly I'm starting to overcome it, because I know the courage that God has given me, it will be able to help me to overcome these. And if anyone is suffering from that, or if anyone is going through that situation, I'm telling you, you are able to overcome it. You are able to go through it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So this is the end of my gospel and gags, and I really love this series. This series was amazing. It was something that I had to relearn, to retaught myself. And even when I'm listening to these episodes myself, I'm like, I can't believe this amount of knowledge that I've gained from this Bible study. And I thank God that I received it. So I guess you will hear me on another series, because this series is finished. And I hope in the name of Jesus that this episode has blessed you as well. So until next time, bye.